Alrighty, we are back. Had a little equipment malfunction.
We're learning. Episode
2. Yep, learn how to do stuff here. We left off with the life insurance. Yep, life insurance stuff. And Katie, taking things over the line.
So this is where I'm going to switch it over. So if you were to die tomorrow without life insurance or anything written at all, what would you have in your house right now? Let's say you die right now and someone has to come in tomorrow and clean up after you, like, or, you know, go through your stuff. What do you hide? What do you got that you don't want people to find?
My cactuses.
Oh my God.
Nothing. I am a law-abiding citizen.
Time out. People need to actually know this for real. Jacket has like 4 cactuses in the middle of his goddamn kitchen.
Well, it's wintertime. They're going to die out there.
Under a light. Literally, it's like his
UV light.
Focal point in the middle of his kitchen right now.
I don't see what the big deal
is.
And
he's taking care of them like they're fucking pets.
No, I literally don't take care of them. I just, they're there.
Why are they in the middle of your, you can trip over them at night.
I don't walk there.
Where do you walk?
I sleep at midnight. Why am I walking around at midnight?
Why?
I go to bed.
You don't ever walk around in the dark.
I can turn the lights off right
now
and walk.
You're totally setting yourself up for a straight up failure.
No. Nope.
You're going to trip?
No, I'm not.
That's going to end up bad, and I'm not pulling fucking cactus needles out of your dick.
Well, I bumped into one the other day and not in my dick, but
wasn't big.
I'm not going to walk there. It's not going to be an issue. I can walk around this house with lights off, my eyes closed, and I know where everything's at.
I mean, my blind dog does that at home too, but I still don't think he can't get off track once in a while and bump into a cactus.
Once it gets a little bit warmer, they're going to go back outside. It's no big deal.
They are your family. Are you going to leave your will to them? That's what you should do. Let the cactuses decide.
There you go. Case closed.
Cacti. Nothing else in your house that you don't want people to find, like a pair of, like, I don't know, skid marked underwear in your bathroom.
No, I haven't shit my pants for a while. No, I don't usually have skid marks, I guess.
But nothing else. Like, think about right now.
Oh yeah, maybe a little shoebox full of porno hustlers and shit, but I mean,
wait, hold on. Where are they? Where are they hidden?
In the back room.
Like where though? Like under a bed or in a closet?
No, just on a shelf back there.
So they're in plain sight? They're not really hidden?
Not that hidden. I mean, nobody's going to see them. Nobody's going to find them. I honestly kind of forgot about them until you mentioned that. This is from like pre-cell phone.
Sure.
These babies are old.
I'll give you that. I don't know.
I mean, there's technology now. We have cell phones and shit. Like, you know.
For sure.
How about you? Same question back at you.
I mean, there's the obvious answers. I have the night activity things.
I
wouldn't want people to know.
Let alone clear on what you're talking about.
Totally. Well, I have no actual dildos.
Oh, that's where you're going. There.
Vibrators, though. Hmm. Might have one, maybe 4.
Jeepers.
How do you know until you order them what they're going to be like? Also, fun fact, do not order something like that off of Amazon when you live in a small town. And small town enough that your UPS driver knows when it's crappy weather out, oh, she works at the hospital, so I'll just drop it off there.
This lady needs her dildos.
To her house. They delivered it to the fucking hospital when I was working there.
Maybe that guy didn't like you.
No, the front desk lady called me. She's like, Katie, the UPS driver just
got a package from monsterdongs.com. Was it?
I was like, what? And I was like, why? She's like, he said he can't get to your house, so we just signed for it for you here. So not only they fucking signed for it, if you got on the return label and looked it up, which I did. Whoops. You knew exactly where it came from, which was mortifying.
That's so everybody knew where it came from.
It was innocent enough and I hid it. Like, I didn't really like bring it up or like act like it was a big deal, because again, this was the first time that's ever fucking happened, and I worked for the hospital for 3 fucking years.
Why wouldn't it?
Right, though. The one time I ordered something bad.
I mean, people got needs. Is what it is.
But really, what are the odds? No, the first time I actually told that story, though.
Apparently pretty good.
The first time I told that story, which my coworkers will attest to this, it was after Brett drowned, and it was in the days we were looking for him. It was probably like day 6 or 7, and I was talking to all 3 of my coworkers. There were only 4 of us back in the lab at that time, and everyone was just so somber. And again, that's where I went into like Katie mode of trying to like lighten, you know, lighten.
Sucks you got to do that for yourself, but you know, sometimes that's what you got to do.
Again, though, it made all of us laugh for a second, and I had never told them that, and they were all there like the day I got this package in the mail. And I said, okay, I'm going to lighten the mood for everyone. And I'll tell you a real story that just happened to me, like, I don't know, a year ago, 6 months. I don't remember how long ago it was before it happened. But I told them that, and they all just cried laughing. And I cried laughing with them. And it was like a, you know, like a relief moment for a while, even though it was 1,000% mortifying on the opposite end, because that actually happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess that's the takeaway is, well, don't order your giant dildos when you know there's a bad storm coming.
Well, I will say this. It was not a giant dildo, but it wasn't was even it a that fist? Great. It like, was not like even that great of a fucking toy. It sucked.
Like one of the fists that's like a rocket shape
what
like this.
What the fuck is a fist? No.
Like this?
No, it was not. It was not like that.
Oh.
I mean, it could have been the shape of a quarter. If it vibrated, it's fine. Really wish you guys could see his face right now. Yeah. I'm not sure if he's like totally blushing or like dying a little bit inside.
Yeah, probably.
A little bit of both.
Not a conversation that I should be having with you, I guess. But okay, here we are.
Comes along with our friendship, so you're welcome.
And crossing the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I don't really have anything too incriminating, I don't think, other than a couple extra cell phones laying around.
What the fuck do you have extra cell phones for?
What if this one breaks? What if this one quits?
They're not connected, or are they?
I mean, you're never going to know.
Are they, oh my God. You have, they're connected cell phones, or are they like burner phones?
No, they're just old phones.
And you just keep them charged?
No, only one was charged. It's my alarm clock.
That's weird.
Sometimes this phone fails.
I was going to say, why don't you use your normal one? But
I did, and then it let me oversleep today.
See, and that's why you buy an extra vibrator minutes. In case the first one fails.
Words to live by.
Always have a backup. Backup. Backup.
Yeah.
Until it gets delivered to the goddamn hospital.
Well, you know, could be worse.
Yeah, the lady that signed for that
could have got shipped to church.
Still doesn't know that she signed for it and what she signed for.
I didn't say like Adam and Eve or giant dildos on the package or anything.
No. So,
oh, well, then that's not that embarrassing.
I was sweating, though, when they called and told me
didn't
they
say like
a package here. And
it didn't say, Katie, you got a package from astroglide.com or something?
No, it did not. But I did look up like the return label, again, trying to act completely normal to my coworkers that this was like not a... And they're like, oh, what'd you get, Katie?
Oh, this is for a different Katie. Oh.
And actually, I had it back there, and they're like, we almost opened it.
Oh, you like, should
thank
have.
Fucking God, you did it. But no, I like... Googled what the return label said, and it definitely brought you straight to a page of you know, adult things. It was not Adam and Eve. But don't places like that have like
discreet
thought up return labels by now?
Have what? What
returns? Like thought up return labels, like that do not say that. So, because why would
probably
people ever order that if you knew what you're like? If you're a UPS driver, again, this wouldn't matter in big cities, but in Genoa, Nebraska, when I have had the same UPS driver since I've probably been 3 years old, it matters.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, does it?
I mean, yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
It's probably like, what the hell? I mean.
He probably got turned on by it.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I mean. Oh. This lady. I wonder what she's going to do for Valentine's. This young lady. I wonder what she's got planned for Valentine's evening.
Gross.
Single. Female.
I wasn't single then, though, and he still decided to deliver it to the hospital and not the house because it was too snowy or muddy.
Well, it probably was.
Whatever.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Whatever. I don't know. He's also, I shouldn't say he, but it's also been a fear of mine that my UPS driver would come in and murder me one day.
Why?
On a whim. Because of seeing, like, knowing that I'm home. I work from home.
But, I mean, why would he want to murder you?
Well, I've met him a few times. Super nice, but also a little bit, I don't know, weird. Not weird, but just, like, different.
Maybe you should arm yourself.
Right? But, oh, yeah.
That's why you going on all these searches and shit. I'm like, there's a lot of people turning up missing nowadays.
I get invested in this. I don't understand how people up and vanish.
It's crazy. There's a lot of guys my age. And I'm like, man, that's just never going to happen to me.
You think that until it does.
But it's not going to happen to me.
But also, even if you were packing, what, like in the scenarios they've come up with lately, it's literally like three cars surrounding you and they're all out pointing their guns at you and it's just you alone in your car. What the fuck do you do?
You take your key out of the ignition and you use it to stab them in the fucking face. Please laugh closer to the microphone. People need to hear this. Okay, yeah, right. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Please don't do that.
Trevor will laugh at that one.
He will. But also
no, you don't stop. Don't get out of your car. Don't, like, they box you in, whatever. Fight like a steer.
Just,
I mean,
ram the shit out of them. But what if they start shooting? I mean, I guess even at that point, you're fucked either way.
Jesus, take the wheel. I mean, I don't think they're going to start shooting. Like, who? Where are these guys going? Where is this guy?
Know.
The missing trucker on Highway 20.
That,
what happened? Where'd he go?
The guy.
Does anybody
by Monroe.
Know still?
No.
The
nobody
guy,
fucking
two
knows.
Guys by Monroe, I thought.
Nope, just one. Jake Clark, I think is his name. So they found his car running in the middle of the highway.
Why are they just now searching? Why aren't they searching?
This pisses me off.
Why weren't they searching in December?
Let's talk about this.
It's March
so
right now.
He goes missing December. His family posts the missing things about him. And then they say he's from, I can't quite remember where they said he's from, but it did not come out in the details that he actually went missing on the like Silver Creek Monroe Highway, which is 10 miles from us right now. Us right now. And when that information came out, and I knew where it was at, I commented on one of the first posts in December and said, has anyone searched the ground yet? Because if not, will these people give permission to us? Because I would gladly volunteer to like head up a search party to go foot search it. And I got no response, no nothing. Like nobody said anything. And then it went quiet again for over a month. And now it's just starting to resurface again. And just today, we got an update that the sheriff's office and, you know, a bunch of other people around here went to do a ground search. But yes, even then, I actually called Jacket like a few days after he went missing because I said, I'm going to search. And then Jacket got very mad at me.
I just think you'd make better decisions than going to look for a missing person that's probably, you know, capable of defending himself, and you're going to go looking for a missing person where he is missing by yourself, you know, I mean, if you and I got in a fight, I would probably win.
I mean, for sure.
And
it's not like I was trying to put myself in that situation. I was more just thinking
about how you're going to prepare. You don't know what he saw. You don't. That's like,
and I didn't.
Nobody knows what he saw.
Again, crossing the line. Where's he at? I was expecting.
Did he get kidnapped?
This was what was going through my head with my idea of searching.
Did they harvest his organs?
I honestly think it's probably, that's where my mind goes right now, which I hope that's not what's real. But I like all these young people, young men being taken recently. I feel like,
I mean, they're middle-aged, like my age.
It would have to be like sex trafficking or like the
black
market.
Who would want to steal?
Like,
who would want to steal? Like,
I don't know.
A mid-30-year-old male.
I don't get it. But
I don't either. Where are they going? Are they on drugs? Are they delusional about something?
No,
are they,
I don't think so. I really think it's like wrong place, wrong time.
And who's doing the taking? Why is there no evidence? Not a trace.
That's also
why is there nothing? No, there's nobody.
It's terrifying. Like the Riley Strain case in Nashville right now. I have like gone down that rabbit hole so fucking far I can't get out of it. And
I haven't heard about that one.
Are you serious? The 21-year-old in Nashville.
Yeah, I haven't heard about it.
It's like 12 days today. He's been missing. He was in a fraternity. He went to Luke Bryan's bar. They kicked him out. They didn't say why. They said like they thought he was maybe overserved. So they sent him and one of his fraternity brothers down to leave the bar. He got down to the bar. He left. His fraternity brother went back upstairs. And then Riley took off on his own. And he is seen on the surveillance cameras like going blocks away. And like he even has an interaction with a police officer. He's just walking normal, completely fine. The police officer goes, "Hey, how's it going, man?" He goes, "Oh, just fine. How about yourself?" And he goes, "Yeah, good, man." And then he keeps walking. Right after that video, he completely vanishes from the face of the earth. His Apple Watch, his phone, everything goes fucking blank. And there's no signs of him at all. So the frat brothers are all trying to find him. Like everyone's calling, everyone's doing everything. Nothing. His parents flew to Nashville the next day. Like his entire family's been searching for him this entire time. There's nothing. Like a couple random TikTok girls found his debit card on the ground right about where that cop's talked to him or where that cop talked to him at. Found his debit card there. Like it was another clue.
Maybe like try to take fingerprints or nothing, or I mean
no. And that's the other weird part about it. Like they did another press conference today where they said there is no foul play, what's the word I'm looking for, suspected at all right now.
Okay,
they do not think there's any criminal anything that went on. They think, like, I think their best lead in their heads right now, or what they're portraying the public to think, is that he stumbled into the river and drown.
There was a river nearby then.
Yeah.
Well, but seems to be a culprit, but I guess, I mean, there's been times where I was drinking like with you guys down at Fremont and
sure.
It's dark out. I said, "Hey, Dana, I'm going to go to the back, take a whiz." And I don't know if the music was too loud or he didn't hear me.
Oh, he took off.
And he took off and I fell right off the back there. I mean, I just kind of laughed. I was drunk, but I can swim. And I'm like, "Hey guys, you left me," you know, and then someone seen me fall off the back.
Mm-hmm.
And
heard
they're
the splash.
They heard the splash. And when I was mid pee, and then they obviously just circled around, came back, and got me. But I mean, that's a tiny place where I could just swim to shore
right.
And then walk back to where I needed to go. But,
so
you know, I mean, you never know what happens. Like, what about the kid up? Didn't a kid go missing in South Dakota here a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
South Dakota.
You sent me the details on it. They found him in the bottom of the lake with his pickup.
Oh, yeah. He was a 17-year-old or whatever. Yeah. Well, yeah, he left the party at 12-something. Yeah, I did send this to Jack at like the minute it was breaking because it said his last known activity, he left the party at like 12:17. his last phone ping was near this and near this lake. And I said, again, it's not like I immediately jumped to these conclusions, but I said, he's in the lake. I would check the lake because if all connections went lost and he and his vehicle are gone, that's just where that brings me to that conclusion that
right,
they have to be somewhere where no one sees them.
Didn't somebody go into the river lakeside or whatever by Columbus here a while ago? Not the lake, but it's north of Columbus, that body of water.
Lake North?
Yeah.
I feel like I do remember hearing about that, but I can't figure out who it would have been.
Well, I know they used the divers and the sonar and shit. They found him, yeah. But
yeah, they had called, like, even these people for Riley in Nashville, they've called Adventures with a Purpose. The people that go out and, like, you know, intentionally dive for things like this, but it's usually with people in their vehicles, but they've called them. They have the United something of Navy right now. Hold on. What it is, but they're helping them search right now too. So they went on the news conference with them today and said, we're helping, we want every volunteer that we can. United Cajun Navy.
I just don't understand. I mean, it seems like it just happens all the time. I mean, where are they going? Are they like that hog trucker?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
on Highway 20.
Same thing. His truck was found running as well.
And I mean, I heard another story about where a kid, I don't know if he's a kid, but whatever, a younger male, and he had a suspicious vehicle tailing him. So he calls the cops and he's like, hey, I'm about to this stop sign. I got a vehicle following me and they won't like get away or anything. And I mean, you can tell when there's a suspicious vehicle.
Right.
Like, I mean, I get people get up, tailgate me for a little bit, and then they back off, whatever. Like, I never worry about it. But then they told him to run the stop sign and keep going. And then somewhere later on, like, the police came and intercepted. And then by that time, they'd turned off or something like that. Like, they never found anything. They never got any good evidence of anything or, you know.
I think I read that one, too. And then I read another one that said they, like, the same thing was happening. They kind of slowed down, and then another person, like, another vehicle came out of nowhere and tried to trap them, and they floored it and got the hell out of there. But they believe they would have stopped, they would have been taken. And again, where are these people? Where are they being taken? I don't get it.
Yeah, I have no idea. You just gotta keep that information in the back of your head and stay vigilant.
I mean, but yeah,
you know, maybe even travel in pairs.
Even if you were packing, what are you, like, again, what are you going to do? I mean,
depends.
All the true crime shows that I've watched, which I'm a complete junkie, and you know that, but they say, like, their number one thing that they say is do anything you can to, like, not go with them, which I get that should be obvious, but I also get how easy it would be to have a gun pointed at you and you put your hands in the air. And you just go thinking,
oh, fuck
what the fuck else do I do?
Fuck you, shoot me.
So, I mean, the example I can give, they had a gal, it was a guy that, like, was going in to rob a bank or something, and he pointed a gun at one of the customers and said, you're coming with me. And she sat down on the ground and said, nope, I'm not going. He's like, get the fuck up, you're going with me. He had the gun at her the whole time. She said, nope, like, you can either kill me or, you know,
take
me in. All the officers and the FBI people said, like, that's the smartest thing that she ever did, because had she have gone with him, she would have been gone.
Yeah. Probably BTK.
Yeah.
Rape, all that.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, yeah, but they did. I mean, she was one of, like, he was a serial killer and he had already killed several people, and she got out of it by simply, like, resisting to go, which, again, that was a weird scenario.
Yeah.
But
he's probably not going to want to shoot her right there. I mean, there's no way you're going to
get
all that shit cleaned up and get away with it. There's no way you're going to get away with that. Like, somebody, I mean, unless you're out in the middle of the country, but I mean, or in a place where gunshots are normal, you know, like if I hear someone shooting around here, I'm like, somebody's sighting in their deer rifle or they're shooting Blue Rock.
Same.
And it's
normal.
You can tell. But if there's a gunshot in town, I'm like, okay, somebody didn't shoot an opossum. They're,
it's possum. The O is silent.
Virginia opossum.
Oh my God.
What do you know? What do you know about opossums?
I know it's spelled with an O, but you don't pronounce the O.
Possum is the slang for opossum.
I hate you right now.
I mean, I'm sure you hate me all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I think about that a lot, and if it were to happen to me, and I don't know why I have this fear. This is my fear all the time about, like, being abducted, which I had these thoughts my entire life, but one I have quite often is when I'm in my shower, in my house, at home alone, and I always feel like I hear sounds or something and someone's coming in. I always think, what is the first thing you are going to do? And my mind always goes to grab the bottle of hairspray, spray them in the eyes. Like, I don't know. I have no fucking, it's not like you can flash them to distract them because you're already fucking naked at that point. So,
I mean, honestly, the hairspray thing is a good idea. Like, there's no rules to surviving for your life.
Right.
If you are about to get abducted or
anything, you possibly can.
Or raped or anything, there's no rules. I mean, kick him in the balls. I mean, or her, kick her in the pussy, whatever, right. Whatever you got to do, kick him in the shin, spray him with hairspray. I mean, who, whatever.
Always where my mind has gone is what?
It's good that you think about it.
Bathroom, like,
it's good that you think about it.
But it's also weird, like, that I think about it. Again, I watch too much true crime.
You know, I mean, no more weird than me thinking about life insurance.
Right. Yeah. Which, coming back to that, when are we going to talk about that? When are you going to set that appointment up?
After this episode.
Check in next week to see if Jacket actually gets life insurance.
It's a process.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so anyways, I guess to wrap up an episode, since we've already been talking too long, if you don't have life insurance and you're married or you have kids or you're just a single dude that lives alone in his single house with a billion things that he doesn't know who he wants them to go to.
She's not talking about me.
Not at all. Go get it, because we don't represent any life insurance companies, but I will tell you, I think you can get term life insurance for like as cheap as $15 to $20 a month. And
we should get them to sponsor us.
We should probably, but just do it. Honestly, like, what? It's a case of beer a month, and you probably spend it in stupider places anyways. And at least this way, your family won't have to fucking fight over you if they're going to anyways, because you might just be a piece of shit playing games every day in your living room and your recliner. Also, not talking about Jacket.
I like to do that sometimes, but it's, gaming is more of a wintertime sport for me.
Right. So, but yeah.
You're done.
Thank you.
Patty cake head ass.
Yep.
No, if you haven't thought about it, think about it, because again, everyone, every single one of you are thinking, nah, my family won't fight over that. No, nope, this will bring us together. Nope. No one's going to argue about if I get a house or a vehicle or a possession of kids.
Or that juicy giant dildo.
Or that vibrator that gets delivered to the hospital.
It's shaped like a fist.
It's not, you motherfucking ass. It's not.
Yeah, could be.
Nah, you'll never know. Anyways, think about it, because they are things that should be talked about or thought out and at least have a somewhat of a plan for it. And either way, you're not going to go wrong with it. You could spend worse money on worse things, I promise you.
Yep, and you're going to die. I mean, nobody knows when. Like,
crossing the line, Jacket. But no, he's not wrong. So, yeah, I guess anything else aside from that, get life insurance. That's the main point. And think about your possessions, and maybe put your dildos away at night so people don't have to find them, and clean up after yourself.
Yep. But, see you next week.
Yeah. See you next week, guys.
You think they're going to get it? Okay. Good show.
I agree.
Yeah. Good times. Good times.
Thank you for that.
Try not to go missing on the way home. All right. We're done.